At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the Babylon Bee, Elon Musk, Ashley St. Clair, and this sort of, I believe it is a scandal and a reproach to Babylon Bee. I think this is a story that just reveals their rampant hypocrisy, both as Christians and as conservatives. So we're going to dive into the story and give a hot take because I do, you know, I am going to use some pretty strong language to describe this situation. And that's thus in the thumbnail of the video. And it's also in the article that we're going to discuss. But first, I'm going to let you know, we're a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support us over our patron-like system that's linked in the description below. And that helps support the ministry, the writers that write for us, and all that other stuff. We got a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. I do give a lot of credence to Babylon Bee in this book, which might be more or less outdated by this time. But nonetheless, I think most of the rest of the book holds up, and you should check it out. It's pretty cheap. It's on Amazon. So this is my article. It's Ashley St. Clair, The Whore of Babylon Bee is The Whore of Babylon Bee is the article. And it's a nice play on words. It's terms of the Bible and the Whore of Babylon and Revelation. So anyway, we published an article on Sunday about the Ashley St. Clair announcing her child with Elon Musk. And I just thought that a lot of that was disingenuous because she's saying that she's announcing it to get ahead of the tabloids, despite the fact that she has an unfinished agreement with Elon Musk. And this is clearly part of some sort of PR campaign to get him to finalize an agreement on their supposed love child. Now, I don't know if it's actually a love child or it's another IVF creation because Elon Musk has been known to use a lot of IVF, and I'm not sure whether that's to do with him being with older women or him being a eugenicist. I don't know. But nonetheless, the latest baby mama of Elon Musk is Ashley St. Clair, and this reveals a glaring corruption in conservative ink. It's just, and even Christian media, if you want to consider the Babylon Bee a Christian outlet, this is a glaring red flag for an outlet that claims to be Christian, and it reveals a lot of hypocrisy among its leaders, most notably Seth Dillon and Joel Berry. So this is something that matters because there's a lot of issues going on in conservative media right now about ethots, or, you know, women who monetize their sexuality online. It doesn't necessarily have to be an OF type of thing, but a lot of women do this and it gets them acclaim, even in supposed conservative ink. We've gone after Christopher Rufo multiple times for his unscrupulous hires. He hired a adult film actress, euphemism there, for YouTube's sake, to be a journalist. And what were her qualifications? Don't know. She had like one big story that she reported or broke, but other than that, she was a liberal 5 seconds ago. So why is she working for the Manhattan Institute, which is supposed to be a conservative think tank? They also have a transvestite working there, and they affirm transgenderism over at the Manhattan Institute. So a lot of corruption, but the Babylon Bee is also part of the problem. And Ashley St. Clair is just their most obvious hire that's part of this problem. They also hired one of those libertarian girls that's basically only a thing because of looks. And, you know, libertarian simp culture, which is definitely a real thing. But anyway, a lot of ethos being hired in conservative ink. And she has an email job. You know, if you know what that is, you know what that is, in operations management, whatever that means, at the Babylon Bee. And I'm not sure if she still has this, but she had it during the time that she met Elon Musk and a lot of this stuff went down. Her LinkedIn page is surprisingly empty for a premium account. So I just thought that that was interesting. But anyway, here's the thing about Ashley St. Clair. And I talked about this on the live stream we did either late 2023 or early 2024. There is the Conservative Dad's Ultra Right Beer or whatever it's called. It's 4.5%. So you'll never catch me drinking that because the only time I go down that low is for Guinness, I guess. But it was a light beer company. Maybe they don't call themselves light, but it was a beer company that wanted to be edgy with its pinup girl calendar. And Ashley St. Clair was one of the ethos that went on that calendar shoot. And she also has a history of a lot of immodest pictures. She's a baby mama already. So the fact that she has a second baby daddy that's now Elon Musk is actually, I mean, hate the game, I guess. But in any way, she is a hardcore feminist still. She has a history of opposing things like a border wall or using immigration as a serious issue in politics. So here's the thing. Her background is very unscrupulous. This is someone who has a very well-documented history of being an ethot, and that's just putting it lightly. She used to operate a handle called Sex Laptop, which back in the day is alleged to have sold underage pictures, if you know what I'm saying, it's a euphemism, on the internet. So that's an allegation that was made, and there's a lot of credibility to that allegation based on the other racy, putting it lightly, content that was published on that handle, which is her account. That was her account. It's since been suspended. So I wonder what rules and terms of services that it violated, but this is the history that was well known at the time that Babylon Bee would have hired her. They could have done a background check, but they didn't. Instead, she rises through the ranks of Conservative Inc. via the Young Women's Leadership Summit and also Turning Point USA before landing a patronage in the patronage network of the Babylon Bee. So you got to understand how patronage works. And this is something that I'd like to get into at Evangelical Dark Web, is to be a patronage network for rising leaders who aren't necessarily pastors. Maybe they can be pastors, but the idea that we're trying to help build a coalition, you know, build more people, more thought leaders, more Christian journalists, be a starting place for them to, you know, cut their teeth and all that. But there's a concept of a patronage network where you want to reward people that are on your side who have maybe done something. Kyle Rittenhouse should have gotten a lucrative patronage network thing. I don't think he did. Riley Gaines definitely did. And I want to say Daniel Penny's about to, which is good for him. So this exists in conservative media. It definitely exists on the liberal side. But we're giving it to people, instead of giving it to most often to the people who deserve it, we're giving it to ethots. And that's a problem in conservative media. So I'm going to point out the hypocrisy of that later on, but I do also want to highlight the Billy Graham rule, which I feel like was violated by Babylon Bee. St. Clair would go on social media, and like I said, she announced it. She said she wanted to get ahead of the tabloid media, which remains unnamed. And she's also stated elsewhere that the deal is not finalized. So I think that this is about trying to get a PR push for negotiations in her favor. So she, despite lamenting the privacy, she did a saucy interview with NY Post, which highlights the role that Seth Dillon played in her quest to nail down baby daddy number two. So I can read it directly from the article if you want. Musk was very funny. He was smart. He was down to earth. It started with X interactions, and he slid into my DMs. I think it was a meme, she recalled. So I think this is before they've met. And then it continues, at the time, she didn't particularly have much interest in Elon, other than his acquisition of then Twitter. She first becomes aware of the billionaire thanks to her gay best friend, who, red flag, by the way. Big red flag.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Who frequently asked her to watch videos of Musk SpaceX rocket launches. So she'd never heard of Elon Musk prior to this dude that is trying to show her videos of rocket launches. I don't buy that because he's been around for a while. I think they did a Simpsons episode about Elon Musk in like 2012. So he was in the Iron Man movie. So he's been around for a while. I have a hard time believing that she didn't know who Elon Musk is prior to this guy. But if you're a guy out there, don't go with a girl that has a gay best friend. Huge red flag. Don't do it. Don't do it. But there's your PSA for the moment. At one point, he said, are you ever in San Francisco or Austin? And I said, I'm in Austin in Texas for a good amount of work. Sarah continued, adding that she worked for the Babylon Bee, a conservative satirical website at the time. So again, I'm not sure if she still works there. But the fact is, they gave her a bit of a bag. I don't know if they didn't give her the bag that she just got, but Babylon Bee gave her a bag for being an ethot. Let's be real. So after Musk restored the Babylon Bee to Twitter from an 8-month suspension for a joke about the Biden official, Bee CEO Seth Dillon asked St. Clair to fly to San Francisco to interview the billionaire at his new company's headquarters. So again, that's a bit of a Billy Graham rule violation to go on a business trip with a female coworker that is a total ethot. So, huge red flag. I'm sure his wife is very happy about that. I mean, I'm not super dogmatic about the Billy Graham rule in general, but business trips are kind of a big deal for a reason. That goes well beyond a lunch or just a quick conversation in an elevator. So, like I said, I don't know if she still works there, but that doesn't matter for this story. I do want to talk about the sociopathy that exists within the gold diggers, whereby she's using pregnancy to secure decades of child support at a luxury level. A lot of people online were celebrating her for choosing life, as if any hoe is going to delete the preborn with a billionaire. No. They know this is payday. There is a reason why people like Brittany Griner. That's the basketball player. The guy that Coach Deion Sanders brought in to lecture his athletes about, you know, watch out for these girls on DM. He brought someone in there to teach the young men about trappers. Like, he actually did that. So she is a trapper. She successfully trapped her second baby daddy, which, again, I'm surprised Elon Musk went for someone who was already a baby mama, but I don't think he has very many scruples. I'll just be real. So here's the thing. She secured a bag. She got a bag to decades worth of luxury style child support. Even if the deal's not finalized, he still already put her in a very expensive, it was something like $15,000 a month rent style apartment. So she won the hoe lottery. There was no question that she was going to keep this kid. No question. And what's kind of funny is that Elon Musk seems quite amazed. Was it Milo Yiannopoulos posted this picture of what appears to be Ashley St. Clair saying, well, he actually has 7 kids and goes through women pretty fast. And that was back in May of 2020. And Elon Musk replied with a whoa at the apparent realization that he's been played. And St. Clair has a slight exaggeration of Elon Musk's tendencies because he does like have multiple kids with the same woman. And I believe there's a deleted screenshot of St. Clair alleging that he wanted her to have more kids. And this is how I kind of conclude the article, because we're going to go back to the Babylon Bee for a second. So Joel Berry is the liberal managing editor of the Babylon Bee and his opposition to punishing women who procure, you know, deleting of preborn children stems from a desire to punish men involved, which a desire to punish men involved is not bad, but it does ultimately stem from his feminist views regarding a lack of moral agency upon women. Joel Berry claims that abortion was invented by and for men. Abortion was legalized by men for men. Hookup culture was created by men and for men. Abortion will go away if men regain their honor and start taking their mandate to protect women and children seriously. Now, let's talk about the first part of that, which is factually incorrect. The idea of terminating a pregnancy has gone back millennia, and it's usually kind of something that women kind of keep to themselves, if you know what I'm saying. This has largely been something that women procured for their own sakes, not as pushed by men as Joel Berry makes it seem. And it was largely the feminists, you know, Margaret Sanger, anybody, who played a role in this, not necessarily men. And we can't just retcon history and take away the role of feminism and suffrage and all these other things that played into this. So he's factually incorrect here. And even things like hookup culture, like this clearly benefits Ashley St. Clair more than it benefits Elon Musk. So let's talk about men regaining their honor and starting to take their mandate to protect women and children seriously. Did Seth Dillon protect his employee from Elon Musk, who's a known womanizer? No. I guess they're the blame, because some people wanted to act like that Seth Dillon was pimping out his employee. I don't buy into that narrative. I also don't buy into the narrative yet that Ashley St. Clair is some sort of Mossad agent. I don't really buy that either, just because she's, you know, part of the special people group. So here, I guess, are my concluding thoughts. So Babylon Bee did not regain their honor. They hired an ethod. Like, they hired someone who is doing all these things in the past that really should have warranted being punished and blacklisted in conservative media, especially when you account for the fact that she does not have genuinely right-wing views. There's a lot of receipts about her opposing things like border walls, promoting things like feminism, and she wants to change, she wants to liberalize the right. That's the role that she plays. So Babylon Bee, instead of rewarding hard work and merit, because how many jobs in Conservative Inc. Could have gone to hardworking people that have good ideas and they aren't trying to monetize or, you know, their boobage or anything like that. They just have good ideas. They got their knee-deep in work and stuff like that. How much of that gets rewarded in Conservative Inc. versus patronizing a simp culture on the right? Because that's what the Babylon Bee did. You want to talk about honor, Joel Berry? You have no honor the way that you do hiring over the Babylon Bee. In short, though, Elon Musk did get played. The Babylon Bee did get played because, you know, I think she's a sociopath in many respects, but they played themselves. And that's kind of how I conclude the article. But how many other people are going to talk about the hypocrisy over at the Babylon Bee? The fact that they basically were the patronage network for an online ethot for how many years? And I do wonder, are they going to touch this with a joke? Are they going to write an article about this? Because I doubt it because of so many reasons. She's Jewish. Elon Musk is their homeboy. They simp Elon Musk over there, and she's a current or former employee. They're not going to touch this story, I don't think. So that's all I got for today. If you like this kind of video, do also subscribe to the channel. We do Christian news and commentary around here. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.